Good hearing you. Good to see you, Rob.
Good to see you as well. Before we talk about Saturday's game at Bucknell, just talk a little bit about how your camp has gone and how you feel about your team coming into the year.
Might be my favorite camp. Seriously, might be my favorite camp. To have this many new guys and to have to adapt to that was one of the coolest challenges that the staff and the kids have probably ever had. This is reminiscent of 70s and 80s when you went and recruited guys. The guys just showed up and nobody knew who anybody was and just figured it out as we went along. And we spent the entire camp. Well, we did lots of football, but we spent our entire camp trying to get to know each other, seeing how well we can work together and doing the thing we love. And it's an exciting camp. It's a fun camp. It's good. We stay healthy. I really like where we're going to be.
What's the biggest thing, obviously this being different, what's the biggest thing you've learned going through this process that's obviously been an enjoyable one for you?
The ability and the need and the ability to adapt. That COVID has created this world that's, you know, we all had a semi-normal playbook and a calendar of how we went about things, and the world has decided to just put a grenade in that and blow it all up. So, you know, it's still football and still 11-on-11, but the world outside the field has changed immensely. And for us, the players and coaches, to be able to adapt to what the world is, not what we want it to be, just so we can find a way to be successful. That's what it's all been about. And it's really been fun trying to do that.
Let's talk about your team a little bit and what you've learned. Firstly, on offense, only a few returners back. Who are some guys that have really impressed you during camp?
Oh, goodness. A little bit of everybody. You know, Devin Matthews is back at tailback and doing a really good job. So was Diego Hunter. He did great. Luke Hamilton's great. Love having him around with Deion. Robbie Swoe's back, and he had a good camp, but he's got some help from Malik Jackson from Maryland and solidifying the tight end position. And to be honest, at the wideout spot is probably the coolest thing because there's a whole bunch of new talent, young talent, and old talent. And we're going to have to find a way. There's only one ball. We're going to have to find a way to get these guys the ball and spread it around. So those are the easy ones. The more challenging one is the job that Alex has got to do up front. It's a massive mix and match. The front starting five offensive line with only one true starter returning, at least one true starter returning who played on this team as a starter. Mm-hmm. So that's been a daily, you know, how to get those five guys offensively to play well together in the right position. When you say get all the guys on the bus and get them in the right seats. I think we got the right guys on the bus. We're still working on finding the right seats.
Do you find yourself as a coach adapting to the changing what you'd like to do offensively based on the talent you have, or did you bring in guys to recruit to the system that you wanted to play?
That's always at this level. You say whatever you want to say. You take the best players and you play to their strengths. You know, you're not Ohio State. You know, we don't pay players. You don't get to select players. You get to go find the best players that see themselves being successful in your program at your institution. And then we're lucky enough to have a skilled enough staff that we don't put round pegs in square holes and find a way to accentuate the positives with our guys. But the more challenging part is how do you do that when they only have a month or two, maybe at the most, maybe 2.5 months within your system? And that you got to pare it down a little bit, that you want to be correct, not sexy. You want to make sure that they can execute what you're asking them to do. And it's not about how impressive your brain is. It's how impressive their skill set is and what they can consistently do on a regular basis. So for us, we've had to change the mentality to a great degree. And I'm grateful I'm a son of a high school football coach, that I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth, and adaptation is a normal thing in my house. So it makes the challenges fun and the kids enjoy it too.
Got a question from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
This is months away, but what is the feeling, in the conference, among yourself and the coaches of Hampton University now being part of the CAA?
Of who being part of the CAA?
Hampton University.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion. As far as the coaches go, they just tell us we're playing somebody. Doesn't really matter who it is. It doesn't really matter who it is. That's a conversation not for football coaches. That's for presidents. They want a conference. They want the people to be in the conference. They want the conference to look like it looks, and so be it. Just give me somebody we get to play on Saturday. It don't matter. I'm really never worried about who they are. I'm worried about who we are and what we can do.
Gotcha.
Rob, I switch out to the ball and a few more familiar guys on defense. Anybody that has really caught your eye on the defensive side of the ball?
Vinny Schaefer's had a great camp. I don't feel like he's 35 years old. He's been playing football here since he was like 7 years old, and he's smart and he's strong and he's grown up, and it's so nice to have him around. But everybody wants to talk about Jesus Gibbs, and he had a pretty good camp. He didn't have as good of a camp as he could have. And truth be told, part of that has to do with the fact that you guys keep talking about him, the fact he hasn't done anything yet. So he spends more time listening to you than he does actually going out there and getting work done. And it becomes a distraction. He needs to get better at tuning out the distractions. Trey Reese has had, I'm not going to cuss, but it was a very, very good camp to the point where he's almost like, I don't remember who he was a year ago. And that's just up front. Linebacker core is, Kearney's experienced, Woods is talented, and there's quality depth behind them. There's two good Sam linebackers. One's got skill and the other one's got experience. And then the secondary, I can say this out loud. The secondary is massively improved from a year ago, both personnel, technique, and scheme-wise, which, if you can't tell, this is the first press conference, and I look like I might have slept a little bit. That's part of the reason.
Headed into Saturday at Bucknell, as you've started to look at them a little bit, what are some of the challenges that they're going to present for your team?
Well, it'll be the first time that we're going to play on the road. Everything we've done is basically static and the same. And while we are all creatures of habit, the ability to adjust and go play on the road at night to open up the season, like a whole bunch of teams, I feel like this happens every year. That whoever we open up with, it doesn't matter if it's a 1A team, a 1AA, where they're from, they have a new defensive coordinator. They have it every year. So we have to go chase down everything he's ever did, match it with what Bucknell's already done, see if we can mix and match all that good stuff. They just like everybody else, there's going to be a plethora of new players that are added to everybody's roster and have an idea going into the game of what they may or may not be based on research. A lot more research being done these days, trying to get that done. So it's going to be a challenge, but again, we're not even talking about that. There's a scheme that they run. They line up, they have colorful jerseys that aren't ours. And we're more worried about who we are, who we can be, what we're doing, and are we doing it right together and having fun.
Biggest keys for success. And what would you like to see on Saturday?
Oh, Jesus, God. I'll just say one. Let's don't turn the ball over like it was our job like a year ago. I think we were one of the most professional turnover teams in America. We were very, very good at it. We were efficient at it. It was impressive. People kept notes, and I don't ever want to go back there again. So if we can just protect the football, I guarantee we can put up at least two more wins just for that. So let's start with the basics of that and keep the ball, play our brand of football, start to finish.
All right, Rob, safe travels to Pennsylvania. Good luck, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.